Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Even though I'm not a big fan of the healthcare industry, my little victory is that we have health insurance.
Because... You love the healthcare industry. Who are you talking about?
Well, I mean, not necessarily.
Not always.
Not the
always.
Way it works. But yeah, anyway. Yeah,
fair.
But
fair,
I'm glad I have health insurance.
That part.
And because yesterday I took Owen to the doctor and turned out he did have an ear infection.
No
he had
way.
All these issues. Here I am making him go to school this week. He's got a cough that sounds horrible. He said his ear popped, but other than that, so I'm telling this to the doctor. And they're like, so your ear popped. He's like, yeah, but it's fine. And then they're like, well, you have an ear infection.
Well, let me look. Oh, yeah.
Owen's like, I'm fine. They're like, no, you're not.
Well, he's getting older, so he's trying to be tougher. Uh-huh. I get that. I remember them days.
My baby had an ear infection, almost sinus infection. They said if he doesn't get more fresh air, he's going to end up with pneumonia.
Boy, you better go outside.
So he did yesterday. Oh, we did a few walks.
Walk a mile.
Yeah.
Walk a mile in my shoes, for real. Go get in some shoes and go walk a mile now.
Yeah, so little victory. We have health insurance and got antibiotics.
Yeah.
And that's a little victory.
I know that's
know?
Right. No, I know that's
so,
right.
So there you go. Hopefully, he's not going to school today, but he will be back in a day or so.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, that's little victories. What's yours?
Young man is healing, and that's what he needs right now. Get that man some fluid and some fresh air.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'll bring some OJ later.
Okay. He loves that. What's your little
whole
victory?
Whole gallon, Poppy. It's on the way.
What's your little victory?
My little victory, I got a few little victories, but one, let's just go back to yesterday.
Okay. Because,
family pulls up. They really do, bro. Chris, my father-in-law, told you about, you know, he was sliding up to handle the roof and, you know, do the business because he convinced us that he could do the roof. He could do the carpet. He could do the inside.
Is your roof done?
He is halfway done with our garage already.
What?
He got up there and I was like, hey, Chris, what can I do to help? He said, stay out of my way.
Stable. I can see it. Boom.
Stay out the way. That's what he said.
He said, stay out of my way.
Yep. I was like, what can I do to help?
He was like,
Papito, you are literally still healing. You don't like heights and you got the kids.
Ding, ding, ding.
Stay out of my way. That's what you could do. I was like, say less, sir.
Shout out to Chris.
And then he put his daughter to work as soon as Aaron got home, too. He said, no, you get on the roof.
That sounds like my dad.
ain't it?
With all daughters.
Quadruple victories.
My dad used to make us always, it didn't matter. We was all daughters. It was like, get up and help me.
Now, don't matter.
My whole life.
Are you an able body?
So when I see men go easy on daughters, I'm like, don't do that.
Because
you know why I'm tough? Because my dad made me get on the roof like Aaron's dad.
That part. And get on the roof she did.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Don't go easy on the girls.
Don't. No.
Held us accountable. We can do it.
But
yeah.
That's the little victory,
awesome.
Man. That's the little
that's
victory.
That's awesome. Well, good. New roof and antibiotics. Look at us.
Look at us thriving. We're out here winning.
All right, the question of the day is coming up next. And another chance at Jonas Brothers tickets today. I do want to say we're still giving away tickets to our movie this Saturday with Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And you can win them at 1037kissfm.com. We're very excited about that. Go try to win those movie passes. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question today is, when is the last time you impressed yourself?
That's right.
Okay, DZ, you first.
It happened yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we were all outside.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Having a good time. It was going great. We were all vibing until all of a sudden, Danny, our youngest, soon to be two, just rips off running, and before he could even gather steps, he's already falling. you know how them youngins be running, and them toddlers be la, 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 all over the place.
Yes, crazy town.
They think they're way more coordinated than they are.
They do.
He wasn't. Smacks face on concrete.
Oh, not little Danny. Oh, my baby.
Bottom teeth go into his top lip. Top teeth smash into the concrete.
Oh no.
Blood gushing everywhere. The last two people you want on the ground are currently on the ground to deal with these babies, because my wife is on the roof. So I'm sitting there freaking out. I'm like, what is going on? I don't mind blood.
Yeah.
I don't like blood on my babies.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So
what happened? Scooped
him up. You know, we go inside and I'm trying not to freak out because this man is literally
bloody.
He's gushing. He's crying. I'm like, oh man. I'm trying to look at his lip.
Do we need stitches?
Do we need to go to the doctor? Did you just split your jaw, my boy?
Right.
What's going on?
What did you do to that beautiful face?
Seriously, that's your moneymaker, puppy.
We are too cute to be falling.
But you know, I had a zen moment through some expletives, of course.
Yeah.
And held it together in a moment where I normally wouldn't, bro. And by the end of it, I impressed myself, because had we been in any other situation, I feel like had we been in public, we would have been going to hospital.
Good for you.
I'm a let's just go to the hospital and make sure they're good guy. Yesterday, I was like, who?
You didn't panic.
Get this little boy a bowl of ice. Think like your mother would think. And just make sure you're not continuing to bleed.
Uh-huh.
Check the pupils and breathe.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did. And
he's okay.
I guess we'll check in again this morning. First thing he said this morning was, ow, pointing at his lip. He said, ow. He's fine.
What a sweetie.
He ate last night. He's eating this morning. He's good. But I impressed
myself. The last
time
you impressed yourself was yesterday, because you did not panic and go too far. You went, okay, take a breath. Assess the situation. Don't panic.
Because I'm a chill guy.
You were a great first responder.
I'm normally pretty cool and collected under pressure.
Yeah.
Until my family's involved. And then I get really hype really fast.
Yeah, I get that. That's understandable.
So as soon as my babies are afflicted, wife included, I'm like, yeah, yeah, no, action.
Nice.
Let's go. But I kept it together, and I relieved some of that tension and stress and went, you know what, bro? Just
nice.
Breathe. Be cool like you are everywhere else.
Be cool. Don't be all uncool.
Be cool. Don't be uncool. Don't be uncool,
DZ. Don't be all like uncool. Just be cool.
Just be cool, DZ. And I was cool.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Because you
are at that point now where you got a 4 and a 2-year-old, and those are going to happen all the time. So I feel like you've gotten past where they fall down the stairs and you go to the ER every time. Now they fall down the stairs and you go, look at me. Like you said, pupil check.
You good?
Breathing check. Concussion check. Okay.
As long as they're not bleeding, I'm normally not tripping. As soon as there's blood, I go crazy.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. Well, I had a really exciting moment at work where I impressed myself.
Did you know?
I did.
Well, sharing with the class,
I don't want to share too much, but I was standing next to a Green Bay Packer and somebody was more excited to meet me.
Ooh,
and I thought if this isn't impressive, you're the only one on the planet who cares about me, but
that's what we call juice.
I was like, thank you. I'm impressed with myself on accident. I don't even know what I did.
Yeah, buddy. No, you did. You
20
know what you
years
did?
In this city. That's what I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what you did? You did yourself. You did your own thing. You've been you. You've been cooling and you've been consistent for 20 years.
Well,
that's
thanks,
what you did.
Thanks, DZ.
That's what you
and
did.
And you know what? You too for 4 years as a parent.
Thank you.
You too, consistency.
Nah, bro. And let's be honest, man. As far as athletics and sports goes, like, that's a niche market. Not everybody does sports.
It's true. They're not all in. into sports.
Everybody drives a car.
Everybody's into Ali and DZ. You're
that
damn right.
Mm-hmm.
That part. When's the last time you impressed yourself? 414-533-1037. Oh, Lord. Let's go to one. We'll take one caller. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning, Sunshine.
I just knew it was you. I don't know how I felt it in my soul.
You felt a shake up in the atmosphere. That's why.
I felt it, man. Mm-hmm. Destiny in Milwaukee.
I felt it. First of all, can we just address the point that you tried to take that DZ was nice and calm and collected?
He was.
As a baby. But he was not thinking all that. He wasn't.
Excuse me, get off the line if you're going to be rude. You know what, Destiny? You better praise him for doing a good job. You're fired.
I don't care if you saw my story and see that I'm lying.
Wait, oh, Jesus. Hold on. Did he post a story freaking out?
He had big sweat coming down the side of his face.
Not.
I was like, dang.
God,
is he inside, outside? What happened? Did he run a marathon? Yeah, right.
Let me go.
Destiny, get out of here.
Why
you gotta try to call me out? I did chill out after a little bit. You heard me say I had a zen moment where I circled.
Well, you see how fast you went over that word a little bit? Yeah, I was really good a little bit.
You know what, Destiny? I forgot it was your anniversary, DZ. Forget about Destiny. We gotta go. Happy anniversary. I just went to look at his story and all I saw was your wife's story. Oh my gosh. So he's panicked in this story? DZ is?
I mean,
Destiny, hold on.
It was after the initial, bro.
Into the phone, I thought he was going to come through the phone. I felt nervous for him all of a sudden. Like, wait a minute, you all right, bro? You okay?
Destiny, no, you're capping. Now you're capping.
Okay, my bad.
Now I see it. Look at the sweat. No, I see him sweat all the time.
Yeah,
that's normal. He was stressed and it was hot outside.
It was hot outside.
Destiny,
that was it.
Oh, I'm watching his video. Soy me DZ on Instagram. Okay, Destiny, goodbye.
We love you, Destiny.
Love you, bye.
Bye. We get to work, bro.
I thought she was gonna like praise us, and she's like, yeah, whatever.
You thought Destiny was gonna praise us?
Never mind.
That was your first mistake.
Forget it. 414-533-1037. When's the last time you impressed yourself? That's what we're talking about.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day is, when is the last time you impressed yourself? And DZ did not panic when his son busted his lip open yesterday on the concrete.
I panicked only a little bit. A tiny bit. An average good amount.
It was a good story.
Not my normal overreaction.
It was a good story. Well, I want to go right to the phones because we have a caller I did not expect to call in this morning. Oh. Let's go to 6. Oh. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. What's your name?
Where are you calling from?
This is Hudson in Montana.
In Montana?
It is not Hudson in Montana.
You listening on the Odyssey app?
Okay.
Hudson in Montana?
It's Owen in New Berlin. Hi, honey. Good morning.
Big old deep voice.
He said, hi, it's Hudson, everybody.
Bro, I know one Hudson.
Owen, first of all, if anyone missed it, Owen does not have to go to school today because he went to the doctor. He's got an ear infection, a sinus infection. The poor guy's going through it.
Papito's going through it.
So now he's listening to us, apparently, and he called in. So, Owen, what's your story? When's the last time you impressed yourself?
I'd love to hear this.
So, during health class, usually it doesn't take the whole hour. So, we have like little games we do. And one of those games is naming as many things as you can within 3 minutes.
Okay.
I impressed myself by naming 42 different countries.
Dang.
And writing them down without any help.
Dang.
What? Wait, it's countries?
Yeah.
We got a geography buff. Man after my own heart.
The worst part?
What?
I didn't even win. I didn't even win for my team.
42 and you didn't catch the
cup? Come on, Owen.
What's wrong with that, bro?
Yeah, right?
I don't know how.
Please tell
46.
Me.
They got 46.
Wait,
oh.
Please tell me you got Colombia.
My boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I do. I do know Colombia.
Okay, good. It's the first country in South America.
DZ.
I remember. I did get Colombia.
You better have. Okay, good. That's all I wanted to make sure. That's the one country you cannot miss. Well, Owen, thanks for calling in. You know what? I'm really proud of you, and I'm kind of upset you didn't share that with me. I took you out to eat and everything yesterday. Nothing. You didn't tell me this story.
He was waiting for the question of the day.
I never hear. This is the kind of stuff they tell everybody else but you. I love it. Thanks for sharing, Owen.
He didn't text you.
You.
He texted me yesterday.
He did not. Stop it.
I'm not trying. I throw you under the bus, baby. You just feel better.
You know what, Owen? Go take your antibiotic. It's on the counter. Love you. I'll see you later.
Boo.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys, when
spoken like a teenager.
When I picked up the phone this morning and I said, "Hi, Kiss, who's this?" He goes, "Hudson." And I go, "Okay, Owen." I knew exactly who it was the second I answered the phone.
Because you ain't going to know your baby's voice.
I knew his voice.
Okay.
Let's go to Nick in Waukesha. Last but not least, the last time you impressed yourself. Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. Yes. Okay. So, Nick, I'm impressed. I knew my kid's voice. He couldn't fool me. What are you? When's the last time you impressed yourself?
I could go two different ways with this one because I think the most recent one was when my daughter had told me about something that happened at school. And you know me, I'm going to be on the board with, you know, the school and trying to, you know, talk to him on the emails and stuff like that. Instead of going Papa Bear on him, I talked to him calmly and I explained the situation and I was like, you know, this might be where we could talk about it being this way instead of that way.
He thought out a methodical conversation before he went in and overreacted.
Yeah, which
like
is,
I would have.
Which is the same.
Same girl.
Same.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, no. What's the problem today? Somebody's cutting ties with their BFF?
Best friend forever.
Oh, no.
Listen, dog.
Okay.
Allie and DZ. So, close friend's husband. So, my close friend's husband totally blew up at a restaurant recently. And honestly, I feel like I'm done with them.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a one-off thing. For years, my husband and I have had some dreadful lunches with him.
Oh.
He's always rude, especially to staff.
Mm.
But his aggressive fight with the manager at the last place, who overcharged him for something that he ordered, was the last straw.
Oh, I hate people that do this in public.
I really value our friendship, and it's with his wife. but I can't just justify spending my precious time with her husband, who always seems to cause drama or is looking for a fight. I even went as far as to email the restaurant to apologize for his behavior.
Hmm.
But I'm still cringing from the secondhand embarrassment. Now, here's the problem.
What?
Figuring out what to do when my friend inevitably suggests another double date, which is usually how we hang out. We've been friends for ages, and our husbands generally get along. I'm terrified that being honest and not wanting to see her husband will ruin our friendship.
Mm.
But as a working mom, my time is super valuable, and I'd rather clean my toilet than sit around another meal with him.
I'd rather clean my bathroom. That's bad.
I appreciate your advice.
Okay. So wait, so you have a BFF who makes scenes in public? Is that what I'm getting at?
BFF's husband.
Oh, husband. Oh, even worse. And so it's not even the one you like.
So get this, right? Like you become couple friends, and you know how hard it is to make friends as you get older.
It's hard.
And to get couples as friends, right?
Well, to have a couple that vibes with another couple on both sides is hard. Like you have your college friends and all that.
Yeah.
When you're out of that, though, to meet two people you both want to hang out with is really hard.
Yeah.
Usually it's one like this, where one is the girls are friends and the guys are just like, doo-doo-doo. But to have them both vibe, oh, that's heaven.
Borderline impossible. And when
it
happens, it's heaven. But it hasn't been heaven. Because on the front end, she really says, we've sat through years of some dreadful lunches.
Ugh.
Y'all have been on this loop. It's been on repeat. And now you're bored of it. Now you're done with it. Now the last straw has hit.
Now you're fed up.
And you, I hate to say it, you probably are this person's only friend.
No, come on.
If y'all are constantly going out, you probably
why
this person's
you just
only
say no?
Couple's friend.
Listen, when I was in a relationship 100 years ago, seriously though, when I was married, there was a couple, there was a lot of couples we did stuff with, but there was one in particular who I found boring, okay?
Fair, yeah.
Really boring.
Not
and they were the
exciting.
Nicest people, and I really thought adored them as people, but we would go out to dinner, and we would go home, and I'd look at my ex-husband and be like, that was so boring. Like, I don't think I can do another dinner with these people. I'm just being nice. Like, I'm just going to these. I'm not fulfilled. I don't know why we're doing this. So this is not the same where it's a matter
it's
of I don't want to hang out with these people, and I don't know how to tell them that I don't want to hang out with them. It's the same vibe.
It's in the same vein of I'm not trying to rock with them, but we've already established that we rock with
how
each other.
How do you not stop rocking with them? Right, exactly.
I'm sorry. We haven't given them a name. You can't. You've sacrificed so long. I think you could just continue you.
Why can't she just do stuff with her girlfriend and not then keep the dudes out of it then?
I feel control. I feel like if the dude's already aggressive in nature, looks to pick fights, and does it with staff and strangers, she cooling at home?
Oh, yeah. No. He's controlling, wants to be around everything.
He wants to be around.
He wants to watch what she's doing. Yeah, you're right.
Now, I could be wrong. I don't want to be presumptive here, but this is what the vibe is giving
There's
me.
There's no independence.
There's zero independence. Mm. And maybe that's how she likes it. Maybe that's how their relationship thrives. And great. Good for you. But now you have to really pick and choose when you do hang out with them. I don't think you can cut ties. I don't think you can stop hanging out. I think what you can do, and here's my advice, you pick one time a month, maybe one time every 3 months, and go, this is our time. And that is, quite frankly, the only time you see them.
Yeah.
You limit interaction, and you only go when it's absolutely necessary.
I'm sorry, you're wrong. Your advice is wrong today, dude. That's it. She's done with the husband. She's got to step up and get some boundaries and tell the friend, I'm hanging out with you, and that's it.
You're cutting ties with the relationship.
You've got to stop hanging out with the husband, and just, I don't think she has to pacify him any longer. Yeah. Why do you have to hang out with people that make you miserable? No.
Husbands are friends. Wives are friends. Oof. You have to cut the relationship. You're not going to continue to just hang out with her and not him along. Or eventually there's going to go, oh, wait, so you just don't like me?
Yeah.
Right? You can't cut that tie. The relationship is over if you do that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to line 3-414-533-1037. People are texting in. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Alan from Grafton.
Alan. Grafton. Well, hello. We just found out we're going to be in your Christmas parade.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, Grafton.
He said I heard. we're talking to town.
Okay, now.
No, it's because I'm about to walk into work, but I hear this topic that we're speaking
about. Oh, okay.
Right,
he's like,
now.
No, I'm talking about what would DZ do right now. So what do you think? They don't like the guy, the best friend's husband.
Mm-hmm.
What should they do?
I mean, I've had a lot of experience, especially with a wife's sister and her husband.
Okay.
And you have to kind of...
That's your brother-in-law, Alan, and you have to be around them. These are not family. These are friends, Alan. That's why I think it's a little different, because I feel you. When you don't like your family, you're screwed.
Yeah, but there's no blood relation, right? Mm-hmm. At all.
And that's what I'm trying to get at, you know, but it's just like he's obnoxious, and he goes a little bit too far.
Yeah, what's his name?
Sometimes.
What's his name, and does he live in Grafton? I'm kidding.
Sounds like this guy, impatient, obnoxious, picks fights,
annoys
and
you.
It just gets to the point to where now everybody kind of just wants to fall back, including other family and friends and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, I think the truth to it, you have to literally let them know. I don't think it's just like, oh, you have to avoid them because it's just going to make it worse. But I think that you just have to let them know. That's what we've done. It's just like we can't.
You have
hang
to say something. I'm
anymore.
Wondering if anybody's thought about the mental health aspect of some of this.
Well,
what he might need, or a diagnosis that hasn't been done. And I don't know
why
how to bring
so combative?
That up. Well, yes, because you know, impulsivity. Things that when I got diagnosed with ADHD, we found out that's where my impulsivity came from. Here are all these things I did not understand until I got with the right mental health professionals, and I would have never thought that I was impulsive and that those were things I needed medicine for.
That could be
so
well,
there exactly. are all kinds of things he could be, you know, we talked about the control and all these things, and who knows? You never know.
It could be a list of a few things.
He might need to be diagnosed with something to have a better disposition. I hate to say it.
How do you cut ties with your best friend's husband and not your best friend?
That's, just, that's the question.
Right? You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. It's collateral damage.
Yep.
So it's just like you can't pick one or the other, but you should just let her know, or him or whatever, but you just got to let them know and just be like, hey, I can't.
Well,
can't do this no more. You choose if you want to be friends or not.
Every single line is lit up, so people want to talk about this, so we're going to talk to them. Alan, good luck with your brother-in-law. You're going to need it.
Appreciate the jump start, man.
Bye, Alan.
Later, man. Bye. See you at the parade.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so he wants to know she wants to know how to deal with her BFF's husband.
She's basically ready to cut ties with her best friend because her best friend's husband is a wild card.
She shouldn't have to do that, man. She should be able to hang out with her best friend and not the husband. Not cool.
How many times have you had friends that you know you got to limit interactions with because of how they are in public?
It's because of their significant other, yes, but not because of them. I wouldn't be friends with them.
Fair enough.
But if I didn't like their significant other, or, yeah, it creates a definite lit.
them or the significant other.
Yeah.
It's just a weird dynamic because now you want to cut half of the friendship off, and you can't do that.
No.
You and your man are friends with her and her man.
Let's go to Stella and Racine this morning. She said she's friends with Bella in Kenosha. I said, well, look at Stella and Bella.
Wonder twins
Two
over
buds.
Here.
Hey, Stella.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's your advice?
I think that she's going to need to have that difficult conversation.
Yes.
I think she's going to have to talk to the bestie and say, hey, and I bet you $100 that the bestie feels this way, too.
Ooh.
She probably feels like she's embarrassed when they go out in public.
Why
she's
would...
tired of him.
And she's just waiting for somebody to vent with her, maybe? You know, you need a body?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
So how would you say it? Stella, what would you say?
I would just say, girl, he is so annoying.
I don't think... Listen, you guys, this sounds like my dad, by the way, and my mom's oblivious.
Really?
Like, we'll go out to eat, and he will embarrass us when he wants to move tables 7 times and throw a fit about things.
Your dad moves tables?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
Very, very compulsive.
This one wiggles too much.
He's that guy. He's embarrassing as hell. And so we'll go out, and my mom's oblivious, and I think she's so used to it that it's her normal now.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like I hear you. I think there does need to be a heart-to-heart, but I think she needs to give her some awareness that nobody likes her husband.
at least them two don't. But, and sometimes it's, and I don't want it to get lost, that sometimes people do complain a lot. They'll say things, and it's because they like things a certain way, they're particular, and they're not afraid or ashamed to say something to nobody about it. But there's
social
line.
Lines
there's
and cues
line.
And manners and all kinds of things that go into social skills.
That part, exactly.
So he can act right.
And there's some things that you just got to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Some people don't.
Thank you.
That's a hard conversation and a tough pill to swallow. I think that friendship is over, G.
Stella says have a conversation. DZ thinks it's over. And I think he needs to be diagnosed with something.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But who the hell knows? Or he's just a big jerk.
That part.
Anyway. All right. Thanks for calling, Stella.
We appreciate you.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's try Roger in Milwaukee and see what he thinks this morning, because the problem is that she doesn't want to have dinner with her best friend and her husband anymore because he's annoying.
This is years in the making. You're stuck, girl.
They don't want a double date anymore. Bring them out. They want to cut ties.
Single
yo,
dates
yo, good morning, good morning. Ali Dizzy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go. Woo!
Boom.
Roger, good morning.
Okay, I'm going to jump right into this.
Okay,
it's
go.
Easy. Deezy, you right. Allie, you right. How you guys would have handled the situation.
What do you mean? We're total opposites.
We can't both be right. We're competitive.
Just say I'm right.
Who's
and let's
righter?
Move on.
Who's righter?
Because look, Deezy said, give it a month, go out once a month.
Sure.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Allie said, you got to have that talk, you know, or either cut it off. I agree with that also. It's either way.
Let's mix ideas because Roger's onto something.
Okay.
Now, what Roger wanted to say and should have said was have lunch every couple months.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the next time you have lunch, go, hey, girl, it can only be me. My man's not coming. You just want to go me and you.
Yes. Do girl stuff.
There you go.
And then
you
sit her down and go, girl, if I got to sit through one of your man's lunches or dinners one more time, I might put a fork in them.
I'm trying to be supportive, but I can't stand him.
Right,
yes, Roger.
Right.
I got one more thing to say.
What's up?
They have already had this conversation. They talked about this millions of times.
Probably. They're friends for years.
Again, Allie's right.
Thank you.
You know, this is something that just goes on, and the girlfriend deals with it.
Well,
I'm sorry. It happens in every relationship.
True.
Everybody has problems.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, either the girl or the guy, they deal with it.
As we get older, we don't have to be friends with people we don't want to be friends with. We're not around people.
He's talking about his partner.
Exactly.
He's talking about his partner. Like, she's stuck. She can't, you know, she can't do anything about it because she's with him. That's her
stuck,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
her
the
problem.
Friend. That's her problem.
That's her problem. Jeffro and Racine texted in and said, maybe doing a breakfast date would be better. What if drinking's part of the issue?
Ooh.
I think, again, DZ was stating that maybe she has to be with him.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
there's guys, there's guys and girls like that where I have, we a couple, we come together like hot dogs in a pack.
Yeah, they're codependent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can't do anything without each other.
So it's just sad. I mean, it's just sad. I mean, me, you, we can all pick it from what we see and say, this is what we do. you know, but we don't really know what we'll do until we was in that relationship.
Well, and yeah. Once a month is way, I can't even do
that. That might be too much.
I don't even see my kids once a month. I'm kidding, but you know what I mean.
No, like, we know what you
that's
mean.
That's crazy. Once a month, come on.
Once a month is probably not doable.
I don't even see my friends once a month sometimes.
Once a quarter.
There you go. But once
a quarter. Everybody's on basically the same topic. Something has to be done about it. And the bad thing is maybe the friendship might have to end over it.
Yeah. All right. Roger. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love you back, man.
What?
Peace. Oh, my bad.
You hung up on him right when he said A?
My finger was already on it, Poppy.
Well, we're out of time, but does Allison and Racine have anything different to say? Probably not. Somebody texted in and said, was he like this when they were dating? Where was the bestie then? And I think she's just fed up, right?
It's years in the making, years with just putting up with it because that's your best friend's man and you're going to support her no matter what. And now you and your husband are looking at each other going, why are we still supporting this?
Why? Next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and Deezy. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Happy October 1st, everybody.
A.K.A.
A.K.A. Deezy and Aaron's anniversary.
It's your anniversary. Technically, our anniversary.
It's your anniversary. Did you make plans for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We got it figured out,
you
man.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Got the homie coming over to take care of the boys so we can go to dinner. You know, maybe
nice.
a little surprise.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, but no, we're excited, man. We've been wanting to check out room service for so long, and it's like, well,
what's
finally,
room service?
Now's the time. It's the place in Bayview where we're going to dinner tonight.
Nice.
That I didn't mentally think about saying out loud.
You didn't realize you said that out loud?
No. It doesn't really
Does
matter.
Does Aaron know where you're going? Oh, no.
So, I think she's at work, so I don't think it matters. Just as long as none of y'all that see her at work are snitching.
Oops, my bad.
We're going to be room service. It's a nice spot that opened up. Like,
nice.
It's like the soft open. So I was like, friends had just went, dude, y'all got to check it out. Y'all got to do it.
What anniversary? 9 years?
So, yeah, it's our 9th year. So we're entering our 10th year of marriage.
What year did you get married?
2016. So
2016.
9 years.
Okay.
It's 9 years. We've completed our 9 years together, bro.
Right.
Oh, man.
So 9 years married. How many years together?
15, 16?
I know you don't do math, but figure it out. Like 15 or 16?
16 years. Well, we got together in 2011.
Yeah.
So we've been together 16 years? I don't do
that's
math.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long
that's
time.
That's impressive. And you're only 32.
And I'm only 32. We've been together
forever.
I mean, half of our lives.
Yeah,
literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you guys ever see people you dated in like middle school or high school before you got together in college?
Yeah.
And is it funny or what? Do you guys ever go, ha ha?
I dated one of Aaron's old best friends.
Stop it.
Serious?
Did.
No, seriously.
How old were you?
13, 14? Like, I don't
even
know.
Even better. Yeah, love these stories.
We've hung out as couples with other people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've hung out with Aaron being a boyfriend, quote unquote, when you're a kid. You know, one of her best friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's so funny. And little did you know, you two were going to be together.
We would have never clocked it. But here we are with two beautiful boys later. Aww. And that dog, she's quite literally my rock, my solid, my everything. Everything I'm not. She's my best friend. She is my best friend.
You're a good example for marriage, I feel like. Because
you
are best friends. You work through things. You understand each other. You're positive.
We pick up each other's slack.
Each other sometimes, obviously, because that'd be weird if you didn't. That's every couple. But what do you think, as someone who's now been married 9 years and together longer, what do you think the secret to marriage is?
That's actually a really good question.
What do you think has helped you two stay together this long when everybody's getting divorced? Like, seriously, 50% of people, 1 in 2. And you have a lot of friends who have been together a long time, and that helps to have a good village around you of supportive couples, of positive couples, because if you're around all crazy couples, that doesn't
everybody's
help.
Crazy.
You need good examples around you, right?
But the reality is, you know, we know not all the couple friends that we have, people that we see together, are going to be together for the rest of all of our lives.
Yeah.
We understand the dynamic that people grow apart, people change, but I don't think it's a secret. To be honest, like, you just have to be consistent. You have to be understanding. You have to be patient, and you have to be able to willing to grow together, because there's going to be some ups, there's going to be some downs. It's just a matter of whether that down is the down that takes you out.
Because
I feel like the downs
make you stronger and closer a lot of times if you get through the down.
If you can get through them, and there's
that
downs
bond you.
There's downs rounds that people will refuse to go through. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, of course, sure. Everybody knows what is cool with them.
What
with
their deal breakers are, what goes bad.
Red flags,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it all depends on what works for you in your relationship,
yeah.
Who you are as people. And if you find somebody that you're going to rock with the most, mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. There is no secret. The secret is you have to just keep trying.
Yeah.
And it is hard.
Yeah.
Right?
That part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a secret sauce. Yeah. I'd give it to y'all.
That's a good answer. It's hard.
It's hard.
And you got to keep going and trying. You're going to have good times and bad times, and it is what it is.
But
yeah.
At the end of that, at the end of the day, if you look at that person and go, bro, I'd rather be next to you than not, I think you found your person. Regardless of what happened throughout the day.
TZ, you know, look at me over here. You're getting me all emotional.
Chill out, bro.
I'm like,
I'm just being real. Like, at the end of every single day,
yeah.
If I'm not laying down next to Aaron, mm-hmm. I don't feel like the cycle of my day is complete.
Aw, I love that.
That's the only way I can explain that.
Happy anniversary.
thank you. I appreciate you.
Everybody's texting in. It's my birthday. Okay, Paulina.
I care about your birthday, Paulina. No, I'm playing.
She said, happy anniversary. Oh, you guys share her birthday with her.
Birthday's a nanny.
And then Bella said, Webba, happy anniversary, DZ and Aaron. Much love from us in Kenosha.
They got some anniversaries coming up.
Anna said, happy anniversary, DZ.
Thank you, y'all.
That's so nice. All right, well, I can't wait to hear about your dinner and all the secrets that we don't know about tomorrow.
And don't snitch about where I said we're going,
I can't
y'all.
Believe, I didn't realize, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize, I'm sorry.
I was like, what are you talking about? Okay, listen, the ironic part is... Am I the Jerk is about somebody who broke up.
No, we just did that?
About liking somebody's ex's posts. Okay, just let's get into Am I the Jerk, and then we have tickets to see Ed Sheeran,
yep.
And then I'll tell you why I'm a bad mom, and that'll make you feel better about, you know, your anniversary and what you just said. I'll tell you after.
Girl, you tripping. You meant the Joe Bros.
Girl, let me tell you next. All right, Am I the Jerk? Let's go first.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, my bad. All right, it's Am I the Jerk? And she wants to know if she's the jerk for asking her sister to stop liking her ex's Instagram photos.
Wait, one more time.
So
asking her sister.
She got divorced and her sister is still liking all of her ex-husband's Instagram posts. And she's like, could you stop liking my ex's posts?
I'm following.
So she said, Allie and Deezy, my ex-husband and I divorced over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We tried separating in a decent way, but couldn't work it out and it got rough. No kids involved, but a lot of things went wrong during our marriage, including cheating on his side.
Mm.
My sister knows us both, and I talk to her about these painful events. I know she also has a good bond with my ex. We even used to all travel together.
Oh, y'all was close.
Yeah. Now I know my sister and my ex were never in conflict, but she knows how much he hurt me.
Right.
My sister's someone who believes in supporting other businesses, and he has a business. So I get that she would support him by liking his business on Instagram.
Got it.
But it's been bothering me, and I feel petty for it bothering me, but it does. Am I the jerk for asking my sister to stop liking my ex's Instagram posts?
I mean,
no, you're not, girl. End of discussion. Have a great day, everyone.
Is he a physical trainer? What is he like? I want to know
what job he does.
But
I don't know.
Clearly, she's liking his post. Whether it's a professional page or not, it's still his page.
Oh, might be a photographer or something. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I realize. But no. But so the thing is, her sister is still liking her ex's photos, and it's bothering her. And she's saying, I know it sounds petty, but it's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
So am I a jerk if I ask her to stop liking his stuff? And I say, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I have done that.
I get where she's coming from, because at the end of the day, we understanding mm-hmm. how social media works and whatnot, right? Likes, shares, posts,
mm-hmm.
commenting, all that. That's pushing it into the algorithm. So you're supporting his business and continuing to put his name out there.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, going, it really don't matter what you did to my sister. I'm still going to support your business.
Pretty much.
But at the end of the day, they broke up and they were amicable. It sounds like they were all friends
mm-hmm.
together, too. What if she's just being a nice person and going, hey, I know y'all aren't cool, but your job's got nothing to do with you as a person, and I don't want to take no money out your pocket.
Yeah.
I'm torn. I'm genuinely going, oh, bro.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. I hear where she's coming
Her
from.
Her sister's got to get some loyalty going on here and stop liking the ex's posts, because if he did her sister wrong.
That dirty, yeah.
And he hurt her, why is she, it doesn't matter. She doesn't have to have anything to do with this guy. Her sister divorced him, so why is she still liking his posts? You know what I mean? They're not family. They don't have kids together. They don't have to see each other. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
So she needs to worry about her sister's mental health and not his. That's how I feel about it.
I get what you're saying.
But I also know that there have been times, like years ago, where I remember telling my mom, like, Mom, did you really need to like that Facebook post? That didn't have my kids in it. It didn't have anything to do with me. Enough, you know? Like, and now I could care less. So you see what I'm saying?
Like,
it's too fresh right now. She needs to let some time go by, and then...
And then she can start liking?
Maybe.
Oh, see, I disagree there.
It's only been a year.
Once you cut it, you cut it. I'm not coming back to like your page.
Well, especially with no kids.
No kids involved, and you did my sister dirty.
Next,
for sure. But then you're going and operating under the construct that when one person breaks up, the whole family has to break
up. Correct, which is awkward as well, because mm-hmm. they become family, mm-hmm. and now what are they going to do?
You can't cut one tie, you got to cut them all.
So you say jerk for asking her to, or what? Because I say not the jerk for asking her to stop liking his stuff. I don't care if it sounds petty, I am team petty with her today.
If they were still hanging out, if they were, you know, conversating, texting, you know, crafting a relationship,
yep.
and liking his personal page.
It hurts her.
But it's a professional page. You said he was a photographer?
I think so, yeah. He has some business and her sister's still liking all So what?
She's liking some scenery shots.
Don't put money in his pocket.
Ooh.
Don't put money in his pocket. What's wrong with you?
I can't man.
See,
I'm trying.
I got you at the bread one.
You got
me
with the bread, bro. Because really, now you
I brought up the money.
You are continuing to put money in his pocket, and I'm not going to.
If somebody did your sister dirty.
If somebody did my sister dirty, right? One of my sister's exes.
You going to go like Angie's ex's stuff? No. Are you?
No.
Thank you.
No,
I'm glad you thought about it like that, because that's a great way to put it.
I'm not.
Because you're a positive guy.
And you know, I try to remove myself from the situation.
Oh, all the time. There's people I don't mess with, and DZ's like, they're all right. And I'm like, okay, fine. You can like them, but I'm not, okay? And you're just that guy,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it, but even you're saying you wouldn't rock with your sister's ex.
I would have to support my youngin', you know, and at the end of the day, you are going to rock with your family over everybody else. That's the blood
well,
tie you got.
Well, you should.
But
this girl isn't.
Is it that serious?
Somebody said, why is she still checking on her ex's post? Sounds like there's something extra going on in the background. Haven't you ever been through a breakup?
Took the words right out of my mouth, though. Why is she still checking up on her ex's post?
It didn't make any sense, but people do that all the time.
Why?
I don't know. Ask everybody else.
She's mortifying herself, now creating a disconnect with her sister, going, oh, so you're still liking his photography pictures?
No, don't gaslight her. It's her sister's fault, not her. No. No, I'm not buying that.
I'm just saying.
You're trying.
I'm just saying. You're really going to go that far as to let it affect you? I mean, and yes.
Yes,
he
I am.
He did you dirty. It's only a year, but why are you still checking up on him?
Well, and it wasn't amicable.
You're doing this to yourself.
Somebody said it wasn't amicable because she said it got rough. True.
Oh, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Y'all better stop swaying me so much, man.
Sorry.
On the fence. I'm not moving.
Somebody said she's not the jerk. Liking a post is like liking the person. Be like the Kardashians. Family comes first. BJ in Milwaukee.
Well, then at that rate, you got to be very conscious about what likes you're giving out, period, on social media, because that could be taken out of context anywhere.
The Kardashians are a bad example because every single one of their exes they've let come into that family. They still take care of Lamar. They still take care of Tristan. They still take care of Scott. And they tried to take care of Kanye until he went off the deep. So the Kardashians are a bad example. They actually bring all the exes in to family dinners, and I would rather die. Okay? No thanks. But okay.
This one's tough, bro, because now you're tearing family and exes. And
mm-hmm.
truth is, this is a lose-lose. And I'm not gaslighting her. I'm saying she's making herself visibly mm-hmm. upset by doing and actively going to his page.
She's hurting her own feelings,
yes.
which is her fault. But at the end of the day, is she the jerk for asking her sister to stop liking her ex's Instagram posts? I say not the jerk. All right. 414-533-1037. Rasha from Milwaukee said she's not the jerk. The sister disconnected the relationship. The sister's the jerk. That wasn't the question, Rasha.
Mm-hmm. Get it right, girl.
We'll talk to you next.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com, code FIT, and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No way, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So many texts coming in today. There are so many. We're asking, she wants to know if she's the jerk for asking her sister to stop liking her ex's posts on Instagram.
Sounds funny.
She's like, we're divorced. We've been divorced over a year. There was some cheating on his side, but her sister knows. They tried to work it out. It got rough. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, she knows how much pain, how painful it was for me. I don't like it that she's liking his posts.
Professional page or not?
She even said, I know it's petty, but it's bothering me. At least she's being honest.
At least she's being honest. I'll give her that.
Absolutely. Let's start with Tanya in Kenosha this morning. One of our regulars who called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
I'm so fancy.
Tanya!
Hey, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I want to know, you said you were on the fence with this one, so I'm curious why you were on the fence and which way you're going today.
Yeah, so I feel like you really, you know, can't tell people what they can say,
sure,
what they can like. So I kind of felt like that was uncomfortable and that was offensive for me.
That's fair.
But, you know, this is your sister. You got to be a loyalist. She could just block his page and not see it anymore, but I don't think she's a jerk. You got to back up your sister.
Yeah.
She's being overly nice to him in this scenario.
For
she
no
doesn't
reason.
Have to be.
She doesn't need to like his
Absolutely
stuff. It's not,
not.
It's
yeah.
just not necessary.
He doesn't deserve that.
I could follow that logic. He doesn't deserve that. I could follow that logic.
That's
okay.
fair.
Okay.
That's fair. All right. Well, thank you, Tanya. She says, not the jerk.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Much love.
All right. So then let's go to Jay in Milwaukee. Let's see which way everybody's going to go today. A guy. Maybe a guy will feel differently.
I mean, Tanya had me on the front end because it's like, yeah, you
can't
control anyone else's narrative.
No.
You two broke up. Your relationship was bad. Their relationship wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
they never even dated. That's just, totally. He supported her because of you.
Look, one of my friends is ride or die, and I love her for that. And she came over one day, and she goes, look, I know you don't like so-and-so, and I don't like him either, but I just need you to know that I had to get, it was really funny, and I was like, I don't care if you are friends with them, yeah. You know what I mean? But it bugs some people, it and does. She's saying here that it's, you know, she feels petty for even bringing it up, but it's her ex-husband.
And
come
it is
on.
Her sister, and that's why she's going, girl, we literally grew up together.
Come on, there's no kids involved. What are you liking the ex's post
Jay, what do you think, man? You Jay. Going another way?
Oh, no way. She is definitely not the jerk, DD. Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, I had to ask. I don't know, man.
Jay, come on. Tell him.
Hey, you hit it on the head, DZ. You said fam first, because when you're gone, we're gone. You know? And that's a tough pill to swallow, you know, especially in relationships. You know, you become close with the other side, but you got to come to terms with, hey, you know, when I'm gone, I could possibly lose all relationships with this other side.
Right. All the relationships. Who knows how long they've been together? You're literally breaking up with everybody now.
Right. Oh, it's heartbreaking. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
yeah, people don't realize how much breakups affect everyone in the family. And it doesn't have to be a divorce. It can just be, you know, there's lots of people who don't get married who have been together for years. Our boss.
She has kids.
And she said, we don't want to get married because we're afraid it's going to jinx us. We've been together so long. We have kids and everything.
But
you know?
Mentally, they're together. They're partnered. They're married, right?
So it's like, honestly, yeah, it's a tough thing. Yeah. For
and
sure.
What if the sister's single? Now she's trying to slide in. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't want to say it, Jay.
Ew,
I didn't
want to
say
weird.
It, Jay, but it could get weird, and it's happened before.
Well, if that's the case, then the sister's got to go too. Then they're both gone. No, if your sister starts getting with your man, she's gone, honey.
Jay, look what you started.
She's gone.
Look what my bad.
They're both gone then. But you know what? Now I'm making up scenarios in my mind that didn't even happen,
that's
Jay.
That's what I said, Jay. Look at what
Jay,
you did, man. We got to get you off the phone.
Up. Bye.
You're banned until tomorrow. Call again.
That's getting me all worked up.
Later, man. Love, bro.
Unbelievable.
He said, now the sister's trying to sleep with the ex-husband.
Slow down.
Clock it.
Slow down.
He said, nope, clock it.
Well, maybe. Liz is in Grafton, last but not least. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
All right, girl. Well, we already know it's two, not the jerk. So are you going to sweep it or are you going to go the other way?
I'm bringing the broom.
Woo!
Sweep city, baby.
Wow.
Not
I didn't.
The jerk.
Yes.
Not, the jerk.
Not at all. She's okay if she asks the sister to stop liking her ex's posts?
Yes. If I was doing something that was upsetting my sibling, I would want to stop because I don't want to ever be the strife that caused my siblings to be upset and emotionally have issues, and I don't want to be that person. But as somebody whose sibling was cheated on and there were kids involved, it was very hard for me to move past that grow from that, because that was when I was a little bit younger, so it was in my early teens. So it took me a moment to be like, okay, I hate you.
You were impressionable.
You cheated on my sibling.
Well, you don't have to be young to be mad about that. You can be old too and to be mad about that.
Like,
that's okay.
I was young and I was like, I don't like you and I'm not going to have anything to do with you. But then I'm like, she's the mother of my nieces, and I love her because she helped create them.
Oh,
you know,
she cheated on your brother.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it took time to process.
Well, and that's what I was trying to say. Like, people, they go through these breakups, married or not, and it's hard on the rest of the family, but nobody really gets to talk about that because you're so focused on the couple who's going through it. You don't think about that. That was, you know, you thought of somebody as your son or your daughter or your sister or your brother because it's an in-law, you know?
And now they're just a stranger.
No,
they're not.
Now when I look back, I'm like, did I make that harder on him by being more angry about it? Like, he obviously had kids. He had to still see her on a regular basis. I didn't have to see her.
Got it.
So it just took a moment to process and move past it. Now I'm okay with her, but I'm not about to go like all her stuff that doesn't have to do with my niece.
Right. Amen.
She said full circle. Listen,
that
though.
That part. And she nailed it on the head. She said, I like the stuff with the kids, and that's it. Yes.
I was going, girl, you sound like you're about to say she is the jerk, but you said not the jerk. No, she said full circle, though. No. Still not like
it. But she said, I like the stuff with my nieces, and that's it.
Yep, I do.
She's not liking purse other stuff.
I don't wish any bad for her, but I'm not about to go liking all other stuff.
But I ain't wishing her no good either. I hear you.
That makes total sense. All right, thank you for calling, Liz.
Yeah, thanks.
Lisa.
Bye.
That made sense. And she nailed it on the head. If there are kids involved, like the stuff with the kids. That's kind of what I do with my mom. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, there's some stuff I'm fine with and there's some stuff I'm not, mom.
Unnecessary. Yeah.
Full circle resolve. Now I don't care. But the kids are totally fair. If you're an aunt or uncle, you're allowed to like those, you know?
Comforting factor, there were not kids involved here. So not the jerk.
So we don't feel bad about it.
Not at all.
Okay, I accidentally said Ed Sheeran. I don't know why. Well, I do know why I said that, because Ed Sheeran was last week. We're giving away Jonas Brothers tickets this week. Jonas Brothers! They are coming to Fiserv Forum in 12 days, everybody, October 12th. Where they're going to be here, it's going to be awesome, and you could be going 414-533-1037. If you are caller, we'll do 30 today.
Yeah, some slight.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers. 414-533-1037. It's Milwaukee's number one hit music station, Ally and DZ. Good luck, everybody. Jonas Brothers tickets. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, giving away Jonas Brothers tickets because they're going to be in town in 12 days at Fiserv Forum, everybody.
You're so good at math.
Well, it's the first. So if I can't do that math, DZ, we got problems.
I mean, I also knew it was 12 days, but it's because it's the first.
It's the first, yeah, of October. Happy October. Go Brewers. Let's go to Leslie in Eagle. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
What's Eagle doing?
Girl, I spent a lot of time in Eagle. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Girl, listen to this. When I had my dog, Bella, before she passed away at 14, her sister had been adopted from the Humane Society as well, and her sister's family lived in Eagle. They found me, we connected, and we were able to, Bella got to meet her sister, Lily, and they lived on Eagle Lake or whatever it's called, and I used to go over there all the time in Eagle, so I spent a lot of time there.
Oh, nice.
Did they get along as siblings?
Awesome. You could tell. They looked exactly alike.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
And they remembered each other? Like
we don't know, but it felt like they did.
Yeah.
It just made us happy to see them together.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Cool. It made
they
y'all
would just,
feel
they
good.
They would roam the land in Eagle, and they had a time of their life.
Oh, yeah, they were sisters. Yeah, they knew each other.
They would swim at the lake and all that anyway.
I always wonder if Dino has brothers out there, brothers and sisters.
I think they knew.
They gotta know.
Anyway, enough about me.
Let's get back to Eagle. What are you doing in Eagle,
yeah,
Leslie?
What's up
this morning?
Eagle today?
Well, I'm not there currently. I'm driving to work.
That's all right.
I'm glad Eagle could be part of your life.
It was. And then I would drive past the Elegant Farmer, which it's apple season now. And it smelled so good in Maguanago. You know what?
Leslie
never mind.
Said, we love Eagle.
Leslie, enough about me again.
Girl, back to you.
Back to you.
Because you're going to see the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Congratulations. Ooh. Have you ever seen them in concert?
I have not.
Ooh,
no.
Good. You're going to enjoy it. And you're going to know all the music. Who's your favorite?
Is
it Nick?
Nick is great. Maybe Joe.
I was gonna say I heard the Joe coming out your mouth.
Joe's fair. Yeah. You can say Joe Jonas. We'll accept it. All right.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be in touch with you, Leslie, and you are going to see the Jonas Brothers. Have a great time at the show. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Welcome. All right. Bye. All right. More Jonas Brothers tickets tomorrow. Same time.
Same place.
Okay. Coming up next, I'll tell you about my whirlwind day and why I'm a bad mom.
Whoa.
No. I got to tell you what happened yesterday, DZ.
You're a great mom.
Why I didn't even eat till 3 p.m. And I just, I'm horrible.
Oh, it was one of them days.
I'm horrible, dude.
Oh, I was one of them
just
days.
Wait till I tell you. Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you next. And hopefully my kids still love me. Kiss FM. Save your tears. That's what an insensitive mom would say.
Chill out.
103.7 Kiss FM. Why?
What happened?
You know how our kids always say they're sick?
Oh, yeah. Sammy tries to do it every time we tell him it's bedtime.
All the time. And so you take him to the doctor and you try to do your best. And when they're sick, you go, I think they're sick enough, or maybe they're not. I don't know. And you hit up the doctor and maybe you might chart them. Well, Owen called me to come get him from school 2 days in a row this week, Monday and Tuesday. You've witnessed all of it behind the scenes.
Unc been trying to help however I could, and it's been zero.
Well, and you were amazing because I had so many many things going on yesterday. You even said, do I need to go get Owen from school, which I appreciated. I was like, you know what? I can make it happen. I'm just going to be pushing it really close with everything I have going on. So,
well, you know I will, though, for any time.
I went and got Owen from school for the second day in a row. I picked him up at 10 a.m. after the show.
But you said he was doing a little bit better
yesterday. I thought he was. He's had a cough, though, for like a week, and he was so disruptive. His friends were like, get away from us, because he was like coughing in class, and then he couldn't stop.
He got the red X in class, and everybody said, get away from me.
And the other day, he said, oh, my ear popped. And I went, is your ear hurt? And he's like, no. And I'm like, are you sure? So when I picked him up yesterday from school for the second time, I'm like, we're going to get in trouble. We got to go to the doctor.
Well, we're about to be truant.
So I thought at that point, well, it's probably almost over. Let me just make a doctor appointment, get a doctor note so they know we're not full of it, mm-hmm. and we don't get the letter from the school saying our attendance is off in the first month.
Right.
So I went and picked up Owen. I called the doctor. They got us a wellness appointment that day, like a sick appointment. They always get us in at Children's. If you have a doctor and you call, they can usually get
they
you
usually
in.
They usually do.
Because I said,
a great
I'll
job.
Go to urgent care, and they're like, no, come in. We'll get you in.
Good.
Fine. Saw a different doctor. Pull up line two, please. Guess who's on the phone right now?
Dun, 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 dun.
Owen!
Big My old. Name is Allie in Nebraska City.
Okay, Owen. Hi, honey. My 13-year-old, almost turning 14 this month, October. Ooh, October 25th.
My
You're
going
to be 14 soon, my 8th grader.
Mustache loading.
Well, he's at home right now, DZ. As you can tell, he's not at school.
Yeah, he's not at school, or else he wouldn't be talking.
No.
Or he is talking on the phone illegally.
Well, I really...
I am actually at school. I'm in the middle of a social studies
class. You are not. You are not, Owen. So I took you to the doctor yesterday, and I almost fell over because they had the, you know, the when the doctor has a student with them or a resident who comes in first and looks him over, and then the doctor comes in, and they spent a lot of time on his chest, listening to his chest, and I was starting to get worried.
Like breathing? Worried
Both
about, like,
them.
Bronchitis or something?
Because, you know, normally they're like, take a deep breath, down, take another one, and they kept, they were just standing there. I'm like, well...
How many breaths are you going to make him
is
take?
Is he okay?
Well, and I'd rather you keep listening to his chest and go, 100%. He's fine, and send us home.
Well, come to find out, this guy had an ear infection this whole time, poor guy.
Papito.
Owen, I'm so sorry. I feel like a bad mom.
You should.
He said it didn't even hurt,
let me stop,
though.
Let me stop.
Ear infections are the worst.
I was going to ask, how does it not hurt? Are you seriously not in pain?
I just locked in, low key, for real.
Oh, high key, big dog.
Okay. So you didn't have any pain in your ear, Owen, or was it just the coughing was such to you?
Trying to play it off. So
okay.
I just locked in.
Okay. Well, basically, the doctor said, because, you know, a lot of people are sick, and it's really weird to go to the doctor when it's this warm out, by the way. It feels like when you have, like, the flu stuff or the respiratory and it's, like, 80, it feels strange.
We've already started to get that seasonal shift, though, and then all of a sudden it got warm again, so people got messed up.
They did.
Always being people.
He not only had a ear infection, they said he was borderline sinus infection, and she said, and if he needs to go outside and get a lot of fresh air, or he's going to end up with pneumonia from everything going on.
So, we're not playing that
game. Pneumonia.
Did you not hear that part at the doctor yesterday?
No. Pneumonia?
It's the worst thing. You don't want that.
Worst pulmonary infection you can get, my boy.
It's a respiratory infection, and you don't want that. That's why they were listening to your chest so much, honey. So that's why she was saying you have so much, you know, going on drainage-wise. You got this ear infection, sinus stuff, that you want to open up your lungs and not, you know, sit in a chair playing video games on your day off of school, Owen.
Essentially, think of it like this, man. Your lungs need that space to expand and contract. You're already 7 feet tall. Mm-hmm. You sitting in a chair is going to probably take half of your lung capacity away.
Right.
Stand your big self up, take a deep breath, and you do some laps outside.
Yep, he's right.
Guys, you're breaking up.
Okay.
Owen, you may be home from school, but I don't work a 9-to-5 job. I'll be home too, buddy.
I know what's going on. He hit a dead zone on his walk. That's what happened.
Of course he did.
He's right now walking outside, and he hit a dead zone. That's what happened. That's
Owen,
what happened.
I just felt so bad that I made you go to school all those days and that this whole time, and maybe the ear infection.
You better feel bad that you made me go to school.
Okay, hang on.
Sidebar, you could definitely finesse this into some good lunch later.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe a trip to, like, Target or something to get some toys.
If you're nice,
because
he's on antibiotics now. But he's not contagious. But she said to keep him home today to rest. So, Owen, I expect you to be resting today, my 13-year-old.
Yeah, I'm resting.
Liar.
I'm resting.
As long as you're breathing at the same time.
What if I come home during a commercial break?
You guys breathe while you sleep? Ew.
Okay, Owen, bye. I shouldn't tell him that I tried to call home and go home sick when I was a kid, and my dad busted me. Like, he came home and got me. True story. I shouldn't have told Owen this. He came home and took me home, and then I came back home, and I was eating a Pop-Tart on the couch.
Chilling.
I was living my best
life. Maury.
Not sick. I was like 10, and he had come and gotten me, and I was like, shoot, and my dad was like, don't you do that again. I was like, what?
Listen, you've got good kids. I've got good kids.
I do have good kids.
They will not behave like us.
I hope to God not. Owen, don't ever do that or I'm coming home at lunch.
Owen, you got my number. Hit me, boy. You know, uncle cover unk status.
How do you feel today, though, Owen? Seriously. Okay, stop with the drama. How do you feel? Did you take your antibiotic this morning?
Oh, yeah, he's actually coughing.
Is he really?
He's for real.
Owen, open those lungs and go walk around. Uncle DZ and I have things to talk about. Have a great day. I'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Dude, I sent this kid to school. I'm like, you know, like, come on. He even said to me on yesterday when I picked him up, he goes, I thought you were taking me to the doctor yesterday. I go, well, you mentioned it and then you were fine. And I didn't, because there's.
You just came home and let you rest, my guy. You seemed okay.
Kids are so resilient.
All the time.
That's what it is. And I was telling the doctor that. I said, kids are so resilient that it's hard to know when they're sick.
Yeah.
Because they'll be so sick and then they're fine. Remember, like Sammy's toe. He was in pain, then he was fine.
He was in pain, then he was fine,
right? And you're like, what if something's wrong?
And you go, what if I'm a bad parent and don't take him?
Yeah. I literally went into the children's yesterday and I said, I think I'm just here for a doctor's note, if you want me to be honest. He's got a cough. And then I was like, actually relieved. I said, that sounds horrible. Relieved that he needed. I was like, get him on the antibiotics. Let's go. And we don't want pneumonia.
Well,
so.
And you heard him. He said it himself. He locked in. Mm-hmm. That's him saying, no, I'm pretty resilient. Yeah. Parents usually say we're okay, so we believe him. We got to listen to our kids sometimes.
He's my kid, though, that will push through.
Yeah.
And will do his work even sick.
Yeah.
You know what
that.
I mean? He's that kid.
He
so
wears,
I'm like,
nah, he wears that on his shoulders for sure. He's that kid.
All right. Well, if you have any stories about sending your kid to school really sick to make me feel better, I'd appreciate that. 414-533-1037. And if not, fine. I'll just be the bad mom over here feeling guilty.
You better not be a bad mom by yourself.
I guess we'll find out. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, talking about when you were a bad mom or dad, I guess, and sent your kid to school sick because you didn't believe him or thought they were fine. That's what happened to me yesterday with Owen. Turns out he had an ear infection, borderline sinus infection.
Well, he was out here about to catch pneumonia.
Right on the edge of pneumonia, poor guy. Let's go to Tasha in Milwaukee. Tasha, good morning. Make me feel better, please.
Good morning.
Hi, you got a story?
Yes. So my kid is an athlete.
Okay.
He plays football, he plays basketball. But he's always joking about, I think I broke my arm. I think I broke my leg or my foot or something. So we're always.
He'll twist something up and go, ow. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and that's my thing. Put ice on it. You'll be okay.
Yep. Yep.
He kept saying, my hand hurt. I'm like, okay, we'll put some ice on it. But he never said anything. He kept playing, going to games, everything.
Crazy.
One day he said, Mom, it really hurts. I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's make an appointment. We go and he actually broke his hand.
Let me guess. It was a boxer fracture.
DZ knows from his football days. He's like, I got you.
I done played through a boxer fracture.
DZ has a messed up hand to this day. Let me see your hand.
My hand never healed correctly.
That's what I'm saying.
You
like,
can
I can see
the bone. This hand, straight up.
Yeah, one hand looks different because it didn't heal right. But you wouldn't know unless he pointed it out.
I have to show you. But I went a while.
How long?
I played an entire game. Listen, and Tasha, you are so right because that is resilience to a top team.
Kids are so resilient.
Played an entire game. I went home. I slept on it. And I went, I just think I'm okay. I tried to go to practice. They're like, nah, Papi, you better go get yourself some x-rays.
Yeah.
Hand was broken.
How long did he play with a broken hand, Tasha?
He went to practice. He played a game and everything. And he finally sent a picture like to my daughter. My daughter said, I don't know, Mom. Let me look. So she told him, send her a picture. So he sent her the picture outside of the group chat. And then she told me, like, Mom, I don't know. It looked kind of weird.
Hand was bad.
If it wasn't my daughter, we probably wouldn't have took her.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay. Shout out to the daughter.
You know what? I feel better now. I'm not a bad mom. Thank you for making me feel better, Tasha. You're a good mom, too. Kids are resilient. They trick us, man. They trick us.
When they say he's broken every other day, and he's actually broken the one time you don't believe him.
That's when they cried wolf. That's when you don't believe it anymore. Yep.
It's the kid that
cried wolf. That's why I tell my kids.
I'm usually such a mom. Like, okay, let me put ice on it. Let me get you to tell them. Let's go to the doctor. But this time I'm like,
tough it out. You're tough. You're a football player. Be tough.
Girl, I feel better already. Thank you. Thank you for calling, Tasha. You're the best.
We love you, Tasha.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Heather in West Dallas with the beautiful liver. She said she got a liver transplant and the doctor told her it was a beautiful liver.
We heard the beautiful liver ourselves, hey? Heather.
Who's talking today?
And you met him.
You or the liver talking? Who's talking today, Heather?
It's me talking.
Got it.
Sounds like Heather.
Talking, but we got the whole family in the car because we're about to drop my son off at school.
Well,
so
the liver's chilling.
Kids are resilient, and I said I felt bad. I sent Owen to school this whole time. When it make me feel better, please, as a parent.
So I got two stories to tell you real quickly. But my daughter, she was in Taekwondo, and my husband and I, we were actually out of town. My sister was watching her. And, you know, my sister said, well, something happened at Taekwondo. They said she's fine, but it was bothering her. And we took her in and her foot was broken. She walked on it for 3 days.
What? She broke her foot at Taekwondo and all they said was something happened?
No, wait, it hadn't been huge and swollen because
it actually wasn't. She broke her growth plate, but she still kind of felt it and it was starting to bruise.
This
is starting to come out. I think we might want to get you in.
All that pressure continuing to walk.
I broke my foot, and when I lived in Albuquerque, I was on the radio there many moons ago, and I was out, and I fell out of my heel or something, and then went to work for like 2 days before I realized it was broken, and I was in so much pain, but it wasn't until it bruised and swole
that you went, huh?
That everybody went, Allie, we think your foot's broken.
Oh, y'all think?
Yeah.
Why? Just because it's yellow and green? What?
About to fall off?
What? 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning, it's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right, so I just want to say that not only did we already give away the Jonas Brothers tickets, we'll have more tomorrow, but we are giving away tickets to get yourself into Taylor's movie on Saturday morning. Yeah, Taylor Swift, baby. Yeah, we're going to be there at 11 a.m. at AMC Mayfair, and it's a private screening. So we're giving away tickets at 1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, we had a winning weekend over the weekend. This is actually really funny, DZ.
What's up?
Before we get into
the confusion.
Before we get into what you're not supposed to be typing anymore, because it's offensive. Hold on. We'll get to that.
Real quick.
One of our listeners messaged me and said, oh my gosh, I entered over the weekend and I thought I was entering for the Taylor Swift movie, but instead I won tickets to the rave for the Taylor Swift dance party that night. And I go, it's a Taylor Swift day, okay?
I get the confusion because it is technically a Taylor Swift day. And if you entered over the weekend, you might have missed. Yeah, you seen Taylor and got excited.
Now it's for the movie this week.
Yes, so, weekend was the rave.
Yeah.
So this week, movie.
Saturday's going to be very busy between the private showing and then at night we have the dance party at the rave.
Right.
So, it's a very busy Taylor weekend when the album comes out on Friday.
I mean, what else would you do? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It's Taylor dropping.
I love how
dropping.
You're talking to me like the Swifty I am. Thank you, DZ.
I got to support.
I support it, that you support. Thank you.
Because you know.
I know you don't care, but I do. Girls.
I'm here for the vibes, and that's what I do care about. I care about the energy, and Taylor fans always bring such great energy, bro.
And it makes us happy. Yeah. So let us be happy. You know, we've just been waiting. Let us be happy.
I have genuinely never felt bad listening to Taylor music, even if it's not for me, just because everybody around me is vibing so hard that I'm like, you know what? I'm a toe tap too.
See, do you guys like this? I blindfolded DZ and I hypnotized him. Do you guys like how much I made him like Taylor Swift now?
What you've been doing?
Yeah, I did that. See that? I was good at that, huh?
I wonder why I was listening to Taylor Swift getting dressed in the morning.
Taylor Swift is for everybody.
I was wondering why Taylor you were texting Swift me Taylor Swift everybody. At random times. It makes sense. You were subliminally conditioning me to be a Swiftie.
Okay, listen. We have to tell them, though. You know what? Coming up next. How's that? I hate to tease them, but screw it. Coming up next, DZ found out that there's one thing you're not supposed to say anymore when you text people.
Yeah, you're not supposed to text this, like, period.
Period. Any,
at all. Like,
it's offensive.
We're done. It's offensive. It's sarcastic.
But
it's not even cool no more.
I literally did it yesterday, and I might do it again today.
Tell me why I deleted it in a text I was going to send to you so I wasn't offensive and sarcastic.
Okay, coming up next, we'll tell you what you're not supposed to be texting people.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because it's rude or offensive or whatever. I'm doing it right now.
I didn't want to offend you and make it sound like I was being sarcastic with what I was saying.
You're not going to offend me, but I may overthink it now. Every time somebody says it to me, I'm going to be like, oh, man.
I know I am.
Hold on. We'll tell you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, Weber.
Let's talk about it. So you're not supposed to text people this anymore because then I'm in trouble.
Yeah, we're all in trouble. I'm not going to lie to y'all. So, I mean, and recently we've known that there's been dynamics and shifts in the way people text and talk, right? Mm-hmm. But Gen Z has taken it a little too far.
Okay.
Because they've now decided that typing LOL is not only offensive, it is sarcastic, it is rude. and the gentelligence of Gen Z has said, we no longer do that, and anybody that does is uncool or trying to slight you in some way.
Okay, I put LOL after something when I'm trying to like soften whatever I'm saying. And they're saying that's the problem, right?
That's us. That's an us thing.
That's the millennial and slash up. And up, right?
That's the millennial and
that
up.
That we're so worried about people that we put LOL and we put emojis and they don't put any of that.
They're so, not even cut and dry, but they're so to the point. And even further than that, they've said with the use of emojis, why would I continue to type LOLs? And LOL is when you're basically looking to eye roll something. Like, oh, you're not coming to the party? LOL. You're not laughing at that.
Right.
You're going, oh, you're not coming?
LOL.
LOL.
That but
LOL,
you're trying to say you're not coming.
That LOL is a slight, wow, really? It's no longer laughing out loud, just trying to make something lighthearted so people don't take offense. It's creating offense.
Yeah, and you know what it is? You either have to text or message with people that get your humor or don't. Because if they get it, I've realized this, is I've tried to stop using as many emojis and LOLs, and I can't. It's like impossible.
Oh, no,
ingrained in me, but I've tried when I message people, and then I'm always like, did that come across too harsh because I didn't put LOL at the end?
I put LOL and emojis in emails sometimes, dog. Like, what?
Same, but I worry about these things because I've heard this about the LOL, that you're not supposed to use LOL anymore. It's just, no.
This is, dog, and this is coming from science. So her name is Megan Gerhardt. She's a professor and generational strategist, right? Whatever she's saying is basically going back to the science of we as millennials, even some of the zillennials.
Are
right?
we people pleasers? Is that the problem?
Partly, but then it's also an internalization, right? Because we deeply interpret everything so hard that it can't just be plain text.
We're projecting.
Ding, 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 ding,
instead
ding,
of,
ding, ding,
oh my gosh, instead of just saying what we want, we're projecting because we're, oh
we're overanalyzing
my
responses. So we're over expressing ourselves in our responses.
It's us projecting. It's, the LOL is us, not for them. It's for us.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
So they're saying, Gen Z in particular is going, we're not doing that anymore because we realize how weird that is and how goofy y'all look. Y'all being us, the older folks.
Well, we're not that old. Chill out.
We're unk
and I'm talking to them. Not, I know, but.
My knee surgery says I'm unk now, okay? LOL.
Well, my boob job says I'm 20 again, okay?
LOL. But they're out here. So when I say.
God.
Earlier we had texted
no,
each other, right?
Don't pull the door.
My guy.
Hold on. I'm stressed out right now because this is the problem. Sorry. There's somebody in the foyer
somebody's
trying
about to
break
our door.
Building.
Go knock on the window. Tell
don't
them to wait.
Pull the door.
Knock on the window. Tell them to wait. Hold on, Papi.
Don't pull the door.
2 minutes. Give us 2 minutes.
He can hear me. Okay. Unfortunately, he's laughing now because he heard me yelling.
He's out there LOLing. That's what he's doing. He's out there LOLing.
Oh, I'm poor yelling at the guy in the foyer. Okay. Anyway, back to our topic. Sorry.
No, just it really is one of them things now where they're saying we don't need to. We shouldn't. And I was texting you earlier, and I purposefully deleted the LOL out of my text message because of this Gen Z new trend talking about LOL sarcastic, because I didn't want to come off as sarcastic,
right?
Even though I know you wouldn't take me as sarcastic.
I wouldn't. No, I get you though, and I don't even think I need the LOL with you.
And
you
now
know?
And now I'm projecting the anti-LOL into my life, going, oh, I should delete LOL. I gotta delete LOL.
Yeah,
I deleted AOL. Might as well get rid of LOL. That was an old joke.
And that was a good joke.
That was, you know.
And if you know, you know, with the AOL.
And if you do, you probably still use LOL.
414-533-1037. Are you still using LOL?
I'm not.
We'll talk to you next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Well, Jared in the foyer got a dose of Allie just now, DZ.
Wrong side of her, too.
Poor guy. Oh, the last alley you won is crazy alley. And I came out there going, stop pulling the front door.
Well, people break this door all the time and they don't even realize.
Well, he doesn't know because he doesn't work here. I said, sir, you don't work here. So I'm sorry that I just yelled at you. But everybody breaks this door and you're now the one line as well, sir.
And you usually
you missed it. I was yelling on the air while somebody was breaking the front door while we were on the air. I could see it all happening.
LOL aside, let us be honest. When you walk into a business, you expect the door to be open. So when it's not, you get thrown off.
You're right. We have locked doors for security for obvious reasons. But anyway.
But people don't think about that, right?
They don't think about
that. You know, they're just thinking, it's a business. It's already. No, we got security reasons.
So I had to have a breakdown in the office with people. I feel bad now.
But
anyway.
There wasn't nothing funny about it.
No, there wasn't funny.
No LOLs.
Anyway. Sorry, Jared, the guy I just met that I yelled at.
He's a cool guy. He's fine.
He was laughing. He thought it was funny. Let's go to Amanda in Waukesha, DZ, because we are talking about how you discovered we can't say LOL or haha anymore in messages.
Oh, you can't say haha, same as LOL, and you better not say ha ha ha.
Are you kidding?
Oh, you're a cornball then. And you're rude.
I'm going to send 3 ha's later to my kids just to set them off.
Watch what happens.
Amanda got her own theme song, though, called 5 Days in a Row. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hey, Amanda, LOL.
You're not taking it from me.
She gonna have
can't
to
have it.
She said, I'm not going.
You gonna keep LOLing, girl?
Come on.
I'm
I'm going to keep LOLing, ha ha ha. I don't care.
She said, I'm a ha 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 on my way to the grave.
Cool
any-
I don't need to be cool. I'm old now.
I don't need to be cool.
She said, I don't care if you think I'm cool or not.
You said that with a hint of regrets. I ain't
going
to lie.
You
said, I don't need to be
Amanda,
cool.
Amanda, how old are you?
37.
You're not old, girl. Chill.
Exactly.
Chill.
But according to these people, I am.
According to these
Wait,
people.
But Amanda, you these remember people. Being, hold on, you remember being 15 and thinking a 21-year-old was old, right? And then you remember being a 19-year-old and thinking a 30-year-old was like
old,
ancient.
Yeah.
They were grandparents. I mean, when you were 19, a 30-year-old, please.
Bruh.
Oh,
and now
for
you're
sure.
37 and you realize we're not that old.
And maybe I do got a couple
of when
grays.
I was a kid and like at my mom's friend's house and they're hanging out drinking and I'm like, God, these guys are too old to be doing this. And I'm like, oh wait, I'm the same
and
age.
And now you're 40 drinking with your friends, aren't you?
Oh, wait.
Look at you now, Amanda. LOL.
LOL.
And then I asked their ASL too. All right, BRB, I gotta 40. Go to work now.
Stand strong, Amanda. Never let it go.
She said BRB.
I'm not letting go.
She's fighting the good fight, LOL.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to die on that hill, guys.
Okay, bye.
Going down.
Bye,
bye
LOL.
Bye. Dog.
She said BRB.
ASL.
Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah,
40
she was funny,
female
ASL.
Milwaukee. Call me now. All right, let's go to Sean and Racine and see what Sean has to say. Hi, Sean.
Good morning.
Hi there.
You use an LOL and ha, 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 ha.
I definitely am. I'm Ooh. Gen X. So
how old are
we
you?
We came from a generation where we hurt each other's feelings on purpose.
On purpose.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Ah, yeah, you really don't care about you're. Yeah, you're like
I
my parents.
And actually, I didn't know that it was
I'm not
offensive,
getting on that
but it kind of makes me want to use it more.
Oh, she's trying to offend some of these Gen Zers.
Stop it. Now you are crotchety and old if you act like that. Man,
yeah, well,
come
I got
on.
Some of those as my children.
Ah,
so.
Okay. So you got reason.
Yeah. Well, I have the same conversation with Owen and Hudson when they're like, you're not cool. I'm like, you don't know anything about me. I'm way cooler than you think.
You don't even know the coolness I smooth.
I'm like,
yeah,
way cooler.
Yeah.
I drip so much cooler.
My grandbabies are getting there, too.
Yeah, they don't even, like, we don't say the word cool, but okay, Mom.
Well, rad. Dope.
They don't say that either.
Lit. I'm using all that.
Oh, lit's old now.
LOL then.
The other day I said, look at DZ's fit. And Hudson goes, don't ever say fit again.
What?
What
we
said.
Can't say fit now?
No, they really think they're cooler than us. Whatever, dude. LOL.
Oh, let them have it. We had our time and let them have theirs.
Ha ha.
LOL.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
I have a surprise for you.
For me? Should I close my eyes?
No.
Oh.
No, but it involves your favorite restaurant.
Ooh, wait. My favorite restaurant? I got a lot of favorite restaurants.
Well, I saw your Venmo the other day. You let me look at your Venmo.
Oh, that favorite restaurant.
In fact, give it back. Now let me read
this,
it again.
This is my favorite lunch spot.
Let me read it again.
I got you. Good bet.
Let me read it again.
Go ahead.
Or you can read it. DZ let me look at his Venmo and I was dying. Just start. Go over to scroll to where I can start at, where it's McDonald's.
I don't need you to scroll anywhere.
Okay, tell me.
I was going to say that there's no scrolling necessary.
DZ goes to McDonald's every day and I did the same thing when my kids were little because I didn't want to cook.
Not every day. Let's go. Okay, we'll
okay,
go.
Fair.
September 22nd.
Yep.
September 26th.
Oh, you took a few days off. It was probably a weekend. But
September
you took
29th.
Good. 3 days off.
September 18th.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going backwards.
Okay.
September 11th.
You like McDonald's, okay? And everybody does with little kids because the Happy Meals.
August 31st. You know, so it's not every day. It's just every couple days.
You better
least.
Start going every day because I have big news for you.
If they put some money in my pocket, now we're talking. But
they
until
are.
Then, no, what's
they
up?
Are.
What are they doing?
For the first time in 10 years, everybody, 10 years. This is for my old folks. They're bringing back Monopoly at McDonald's,
what?
Baby.
Putting money in my pocket.
All the kid feels right now.
Not what I meant, but I'll take it.
Remember when you used to collect those stupid little pieces of paper off your drink and you'd carry them everywhere and you'd need a big old game board to put your pieces on? You always had like 17 of Pennsylvania Avenue. You had 25 of Park Place, but you never got the other
never.
One.
Never.
Never. What was it? Park Place and I don't, what's the other blue one?
I don't remember these names.
What's the other blue one? Anyway, the point is, you always got 17 of one and none of the other.
Dog.
The Monopoly game's coming back, baby.
Please tell me you're not joking. Please tell me you're not joking. Please
actually,
tell me this is not a troll.
This is not a troll. I got excited, and when I got excited, I knew you'd get excited. But they said they decided to bring it back for the first time in 10 years. I didn't realize the Monopoly game had been gone that long, but you think about COVID, you know, paper. We don't use paper anymore. It's all on the app now. Mm-hmm. It's all on the app.
And honestly, yeah, you're right. Until you said they're coming back, I had the moment of, wait,
I didn't realize it was gone.
We just stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the app, it's the McDonald's app, which you already use, and that's how you'll get the game pieces. So I thought it was really funny. October 6th, they say, which is what day is that? Let me look at our calendar.
5 days
Monday.
Away.
A Monday, yeah. Ooh. They're bringing back the Monopoly game, allegedly. So this is the word.
So it hasn't started yet. Okay.
Nope, next week.
I was making plans to go to McDonald's right after this to start getting my game pieces.
Well, and if you don't know what the Monopoly game is, I guess we should explain it, because there are people who are younger that probably have no clue what we're even talking about. McDonald's used to do this Monopoly game every year, and it was the biggest deal ever. In fact, my aunt, you'd be surprised, my aunt.
I'd beg your most offensive pardon. Everybody knows what Monopoly is at McDonald's.
Do they?
No, you're right.
My aunt, well, a lot of my aunt and uncles work in factories in central Illinois. Mm-hmm. And my aunt Kara, she works in a factory where they would make these pieces.
No.
Yeah, I think she retired a few years ago. But my aunt Kara, it was in central Illinois, but they were responsible for making the McDonald's pieces, which meant she was not allowed to play or win because she worked in the factory where they made the game
pieces. Where they were making them.
Which might have also meant I couldn't win or something weird. Like, there was some weird thing where your family can't win either.
That's why you got 17 Park Place.
I tried. But they don't mess around. But you can basically win money, or you can win things like cheeseburgers or bacon, egg, and cheese
free
biscuits.
Food.
They give away free food with it as well.
I bet you they're going to start giving away points too. Like, oh, now you get an extra, 5,000 mm-hmm. points with this piece that you just picked up. Yay!
Oh, so it says other prizes beside the food on McDonald's Monopoly game when it comes back. 1 million American Airlines Advantage miles.
Ooh, 1 million miles?
I'll take that. A $10,000 Lowe's shopping spree. I'll take that.
A what shopping spree?
$10,000 to Lowe's. Ooh, like Home Depot.
Home Depot,
Lowe's.
Yeah.
Lowe's.
I heard Lowe's. I was like, where's
Lowe's? No.
Lowe's.
Tosa.
Yeah, right there.
Burleigh. A $50,000 Monopoly Go vacation or a Jeep Cherokee 2026. Oh, and there is one prize of $1 million in cash. Okay. Whew.
So there is money. Okay.
And it's all through the month of October starting on Monday. This is not an ad for McDonald's, but I'm so excited about them bringing back the Monopoly game. It might as well be.
It should be.
Not feeling it.
With the amount of money I spend at McDonald's weekly, it should be an endorsement.
I feel like you're going to win.
I'm going to McDonald's and trying to finesse some pieces today.
Well, you can't because this doesn't start till next week, but I'm rooting for you and McDonald's Monopoly. First time back in 10 years, everybody.
You know,
this
I know people
amazing.
On the inside. Man, they know it's in the drive-thru. They might have those cups already. What's up?
Oh, Carl. Oh, Park Place and Boardwalk. You know what? I almost said Broadway. I don't know. And it's Boardwalk's
it's
the
Boardwalk.
Other one I couldn't remember. Carl and Indy said, the Monopoly scratch-out game gets me mental. And I remember whenever I got one of them, I was always getting some free fries or a free drink. Free fries is the association I have with that game for sure. Always free fries.
You put free in front of most things that you say to me, I'm going to agree. What? I don't say no to free most times.
Never. Well, DZ, enjoy your trips to McDonald's, okay?
I'm on the way.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.